Do you have, Carrie, because you emailed that, but I didn't print it out.
I did email it, yep.
Yeah.
Do I have a copy?
Yeah, I didn't know if you had a copy of.
I do.
Because I don't have a printer that works on my house, so I didn't print it.
Yeah, I didn't print out the third page just because I was being cheap and didn't want to spend the ink for the last little piece, so.
Do you want me to copy them? I can copy mine.
Do you need one, or did you?
No, I have the old ones, but I don't have the ones.
Tom, do you have one? Okay, so just maybe Peggy?
Okay, maybe I can look at how many of them.
Kevin, if you want.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
She's gonna get a copy.
Thank you, Kate.
What is this saying?
Yeah, I didn't print it out.
That's the same letter that we had gotten last year.
Oh, last year's letter, oh, okay.
That's what, we don't have a new letter yet from him.
Oh, this is from 2011.
Right.
That's the letter they handed out at the board meeting from the last time we had the discussion.
So it's July 6th on it, but I didn't even look at the date, to tell you the truth.
Did you just get out of work?
Yep.
A lot more with the district goals and the board goals. I don't know if we want to take a look at the district goals, see if there's anything else we want to add, see if there's anything we want to change, or further discussion.
I had some suggestions. Number 12, I personally think the, I understand why you have it, but this, as evidenced by, it just restates the up above. It just seems like we don't need it. If we're going to sell the school's property, it's going to be evidenced by sale of the property.
Right.
And restating the obvious.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. You can do what you want because it doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. Number two, we don't continuously update the district website. We regularly update the district website. Somebody, it's just a wording. You're not expecting somebody to sit there and do it all day, 24 hours a day. Continuous is not the same as regular. Continuous is not what we do, not what anyone does. So, just a wording.
This is, where are you?
B, number two.
He's on 2B.
Oh, B, okay, continuous.
It's not continuous, it's regular. I would suggest regular.
Regularly is fine with me.
Regular updating the district website, which is what we do anyway. I don't know why that's a goal, but that's what's done. But if you want to make sure it gets done, I guess it's there.
Well, we're talking about that, the website. There's one piece, like right when you go on, that keeps coming to my mind is what says rural school district with approximately 1,000 kids. I think we should definitely change that since we're way not approximately 1,000 anymore.
No, we're less, was
880? 880.
Oh, it was 890 the last time.
Yeah.
And I don't remember ever discussing D.
What's D?
District leadership will regulate them. That doesn't.
No, actually, we didn't. I actually put that on there as something that I wanted to discuss, so I just put it on there so I wouldn't forget. Seeing how this is a draft.
Is that a problem? I don't see it as a problem.
You know, I think that one of the things that I think would be helpful for us to do is, I don't see policy as a problem. I see that we're doing that. I don't see district goals as being about a problem, but rather things that we would like to see or to achieve. And so, you know, my mindset isn't about being a problem. My mindset is just what do we want to see or what do we want to achieve? So certainly that is something that I think is something that I would like to see that we want to see and we want to achieve.
But it's already, as far as I know, it's already been done.
Okay.
That's what my point is. I don't know why it has to be said. The way it's presented, it sounds like, oh, they're not doing it now.
You mean it's said in this?
It says the district leadership will regularly attend district school events. We're telling
right.
them they have to attend school events. My understanding is they do. When I come to a school event, there's always somebody there.
Then it will be pretty achievable.
That's why I don't think it's a goal.
Okay. I think it's something that I would like to support seeing that it stays on there.
Okay. Three. Just some wording of it. The district will assess and develop further plans for building and grounds improvements. Because we already have a five-year plan.
Well, this was something that actually Vince was talking about at the last meeting in
That's
regards
right.
to the fact that he wanted to meet with, I'm not going to use his words because I don't remember them directly, but with his team to see where we're going to go from there.
That's exactly right, but we already have a five-year plan. we're not going to develop a five-year plan. We're going to develop the next step of school improvements at the
superintendent. Where does it say a five-year plan?
You're talking about multi-year facilities plan. We
yep.
already have that.
Okay.
We're not developing it. We already have that. That's what Bud...
All right, so what you're saying is revise...
The survey has to be done every 5 years.
Right, that's
what
the survey.
What we're doing is we're developing further plans for building and grounds improvements. You can make it more fancy than that, but that's what we're doing. That's what the next step is, not to develop a plan that's already developed.
Is a plan already developed?
The building condition survey is the only thing that we have at this point. It depends on what you want to interpret that. That goes through and assesses what the needs are of the building mm-hmm. and what should be addressed. So it has to be, there's got to be some sort of a time frame, even if it's we'll visit it in 10 years.
On your survey, or your whatever it's called.
The building condition survey, so the state sees what we're going through and basically telling them if we're going to have a building project, so they can have some sort of an idea what aid would need to be supported.
Right, you mentioned that to us the last time.
So the building condition survey may say that when you go through, it's all the buildings, so mm-hmm. the old school needs to be torn down. Obviously, if it's going to cost us $1 million to tear it down, we can't afford to do that right now.
Right.
So I talked to John today, too, about taking another look at that, because Bernier Carr's report said it would be $924,000 to tear the building down. His suggestion was trying to sell it to somebody.
Right.
So, but he's still got to look at it because there's all sorts of mold and mildew and fungus growing on the walls because there's leaks. The roof is pits, and we need to really start addressing it.
Mm-hmm.
Chief Bell caught a couple of kids on the roof. I don't know which of the roofs because the portion of the building that still is the garage section, that roof's okay. But the portion of the building that's over the old school is not.
Yeah. I don't think it was when Frank was there as the superintendent.
Yeah.
I think they had leaks.
Yep. There's dry rot in some of the supporting beams, too. I talked to Bud briefly about it today. He thought it was a good idea to have John look at it again. So we don't even want anybody up on the roof to patch whatever holes are there until we know what condition the roof is in.
So my point is we already have a shopping list of what things we need to do. That's been done.
The survey has been done. I guess what my thought is, and this is a question to Vince, from that survey, and just as you were just saying, that you need to get back with your building people to say, okay, where do we go from here? That really was the thought of a multi-year plan, is to sit down and take from the survey, talk to your building people, which is what I heard you saying that you were going to be doing, and come up with a plan. And I think also the plan helps people understand where we're going and what we're thinking about. And also I think the more we communicate this stuff, the more people will understand going forward.
I'm not questioning any of that, Carrie. I'm questioning just the wording. The wording is we have the plan. We already have the shopping list. All we're doing something much simpler than that. We're just, what's the next step?
And it would using, more or less be prioritized.
Prioritize what's there already. We're not doing that. The building survey has been done.
Right.
We have that information. We know the stuff that has to be done on the building and the grounds. And all we're doing is, what's the next step? The next step is pick and choose. What are we going to present to the community next?
Right. And I think it says need, cost, and next steps. And I think the multi-year plan would incorporate what you're doing and put it someplace.
Are you talking more about like a scaffolding so they can see what you're doing?
Yeah, like
the plan is already there.
I think that we're all saying the same thing. I think just how we're presenting.
That's what I think is going on.
You know, I think we're all saying the same thing. It's just a matter of how we're presenting the information, I think, is where the catch might be or the wording might be. You know, it sounds like we have the survey. It sounds like Vince is getting together with his team to go over what next we should do and what's the cost and what's the next steps and all of that. What I think that the evidence shows is that you've documented it somewhere. And that's,
right, that's
basically what it is.
So that's what you're saying. You
yeah.
just want to see it so that it's
right
available.
Right. That's it.
In this survey that you've done, this is pretty much what you're going to base or start basing your next building project on?
The survey goes through and evaluates what needs to be done. So
mm-hmm.
usually that's what's used as the basis for
right.
future building projects.
Okay.
And again, it more than anything, it's going to be the cost of the item that's going to drive when you're going to do it, when, how you're going to do it.
We wouldn't be putting a swimming pool on the next building project. It's not in the five-year plan.
A swimming pool?
It's not in the five-year plan.
I know, it's in the 10-year plan.
No, I wish it were, but it isn't. I'm getting to where a swimming pool would be nice.
According to Roop, the third section of the gym was supposed to be a pool. And they built the gym way in the first place.
We're too, we're not good enough for the pool in this community. Okay, so I will defer to the wording, which I think is unnecessary, but that's okay. District number five. We're not starting, we're continuing.
Where does it say starting?
We will review and update. We're continuing to review and update the district policy manual. And I would add and complete during the 2012-13 school year to that.
That's fine with me. Is it okay?
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're not starting it. We're doing it. And then the last...
Yeah, there's no words where it says starting, though. So.
The C, that's the district will research and provide feedback to policy development questions to the policy committee. That's not the purpose of the policy committee. This policy committee reviews the current policy manual and the revisions suggested by NISBA. We're the board is a policy committee.
Right. What are you trying to say? I'm not sure I understand.
That should not be there. That's not what the policy committee is all about. The board is the policy committee. Number C does not fit anywhere. That's not what the policy committee is reviewing the current policy and
right.
and the NISBA suggestions for corrections and additions.
Right. But
the policy committee
questions?
Does not in the future recommend policy. The board does, and the superintendent is the policy committee.
The district will research and provide feedback to the policy development. Questions to the policy committee.
They don't develop policy.
It doesn't say that they do. What it says is, which is what we have been doing, is, for example, Kate and Colleen Lester just did some research and brought and sent it back to all the policy people in regards to, I believe it was special education questions, if I remember correctly. That's what this is saying. It's not saying that they're going to develop the policy.
When I see policy development, that's what it means to me.
It says feedback to policy development questions to the policy committee. I mean, honestly, we could get rid of and say feedback regarding questions to the policy committee. We can, if that's, I mean, it's the same thing.
I don't think it is. I think it's a big deal. I think it's a very big deal.
So
they
feedback from questions?
They do not do policy development.
Yeah, and it doesn't say that, but I have no problem taking that out if that concerns you and putting from questions. Let's see. The district will research and provide feedback regarding.
You covered that in B. New regulations, updates, mandates, review, discussed, and recommended.
That actually is a little bit different because there are new regulations that come out from New York State,
from
the federal
government.
We will
deal with those through over the year. That's, again, not a policy committee. The policy committee will never meet again until we review the policy manual again.
Yeah, I'm strong about the fact that if there's something that comes out that the district notifies the policy committee that there's something new to come out that we need to consider.
That's new because that's not their mandate. That has never been their mandate. Is it wrong?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, I think that if we're going to develop policies and that there are mandates out there for us to develop those policies, how are we to know that unless the district tells us?
The district will, but they don't tell the policy committee. We are the policy. What I'm trying to say is we are the policy committee. That's our main...
So you're saying to notify the board?
The board is what does that.
I'm completely fine with
but
that as
well.
Oh.
This is policy manual revision. This is not policy development. You're sticking two things in there which are unrelated. We are updating and revising the current district policy manual. That is the job of the policy committee. End of discussion. Policy committee for future mandates, for future revisions, is us.
All right, so it should read the district will notify the board of new regulations
updates.
Quite frankly,
all you need is the what's in bold. The
I'd like to
update the district policy manual and complete the revision during the 2012-2013 school year. That's all you really need because the policy manual has been up, the policy committee has been up and running. They know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. We just have to make sure it gets done. I'm suggesting we commit it to this year so we don't dawdle and stretch it out longer than we have to. That's my reason for putting in the 2012, 2013 school year.
It was supposed to be 2014?
No, I think we originally talked about 2 years, and we took a while to get going because NISBA took a while to get us the manual. And so.
The completion was September of 2013.
So number five, I wrote, the district will continue to review and update the district's policy manual by 2013. I changed B to the district will notify the board of new regulations, updates, and mandates to be reviewed, discussed, and recommended.
I understand. That's right, Carrie, that's not the same thing. You're talking about two different things. The district does that normally. Mm-hmm. This is the you're talking about a policy committee, and then you're talking about the school board in the same goal. You're talking about two different things. You're talking about a group that revises the policy manual,
okay.
And you're talking about new regulations, new policies, which is us.
I hear you. I'm trying to make sense of what you're saying with this. So,
in other words, I would scratch A, B, and C. It's not needed. We already do B. That's part of our job. That's part of the administration's job.
Mm-hmm.
C is confusing. You and I disagree on that one, but I think mm-hmm. it's confusing. They don't develop policy, we do. And the district is going to has provided input and guidance all along. That's part of the way it's been running.
This is kind of like reading an English paper right now.
Right.
But this is important. This is important stuff. Because someone's going to read this and say, well, you said the policy committee is going to be helping with policy development.
No,
that's not true. That's not what we should be doing, is passing off our responsibility to somebody else.
I just think that what you're doing is making it really succinct, and what you're doing is like laying it out.
Had to start somewhere.
Well, so maybe.
Quite frankly, most of these, all you need is what's in bold.
And that's where maybe we might say that we just philosophically disagree, only because of my background, I'm used to laying them out and then having evidence to be able to support that, because I also think that's important for the district to have clear expectations.
That's fine. It's not a major thing, but I think it has to be clear as to what our responsibility is and what isn't.
Yeah.
A, B, and C mm-hmm. is our responsibility. Our meaning the board and the administration, specifically
Correct.
The superintendent.
Yeah.
That's not the policy committee, which is what five is concerned with, is the policy committee.
The district goal last year in 11-12 was that we complete target of September of 2013.
Mm-hmm.
I would strongly suggest you stay with the original target date as your end date.
The 2013?
September.
This one. September?
Yeah, because we kept saying 12-13. September is what we started with. That was our target when we
No specific day or anything, just September
2013.
Okay.
I think what we did with that is we were hopefully going to be done by June, so you read July, August, and September, you're done, because you have to have three readings.
Okay.
In which we found out that we don't have to have the three readings. Didn't Jeff tell us that they only needed one?
It had to be a board decision, yeah.
I think it says in our policy there's three.
Always three for policy.
Yeah.
I don't see that there's anything wrong with reading them three times anyway, to be honest with you, because there's so many different people here and you're reading through them that
I... It just means a public reading. It's not our reading. Hopefully we've read it many more times than that, but it's a public reading. It's
yeah.
It gives the public an opportunity to express.
The public gets two to three opportunities to respond.
Yeah. I changed the policy committee to BOE because he's right. This is a district and a board piece, and this was recommended at the last one that the policy be a part of the district piece, because I know we had some discussion about whether it needs to be because we're already doing it. But I put it back on there because it was pretty strongly that people were saying let's try to do that. To me, I agree with Tom in regards to the fact that we're already doing it. And I don't see this goal as not being something that's not going to be met. It was just something that was really clearly articulated at the last meeting. So for me, I'm not really hung up on this one too much. I'm comfortable.
I'm not saying it's a bad goal. It's a good goal.
Mm-hmm.
It's A, B, and C, which are off the topic. They are talking about something different than a policy committee. Five concerns the policy committee.
So
A, B, and C concerns the Board of Education and the superintendent.
Correct.
It's two different things. That's what we do. We
Correct.
It's guidance from the superintendent and the administrators work on policy. That's our main
right.
goal.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the policy committee.
Well, to me, this
five
is a no-brainer.
Five is the policy. You do not need A, B, and C. Is what I'm all I'm saying. You do not need A, B, and C. It's talking about something else than what the goal talks about, which is getting the policy manual revision done.
I am really not hung up on A, B, and C at all. I'm looking at you guys as well on this. I really put the policy and manual in there because of the fact that really it seemed like a pretty consensus that people wanted it on here. So for me,
again, I said the policy manual should be there.
I understand that. I heard you. I heard you.
I think
I'm just articulating my thoughts here.
I think what the whole hang up is the district will continue. And then you go down to updates a policy manual, and what he is saying is A, B, and C are more for the board, not the district.
It's what we do.
It's
basically
right.
our job. A, B, and C are our job.
Which right. was, I think, part of my argument the last time that we were here. So, you know, the whole point is, no, this really is, like, if you look at this, these are things that the district is responsible to do as well as the board is responsible to do. There isn't anything on here that we're not asking the district to do that they're not really responsible in doing. But what he's saying is he feels that the district will continue to review, update the district policy manual is enough. Like, we don't need all of the other pieces, the other benchmarks to it. And the evidence, of course, would be an updated policy manual.
Right.
So I'm comfortable either way with the benchmarks or without the benchmarks on this. I think it is kind of, in my own words, a no-brainer for those. But I think it's also a clear expectation piece there. It's just benchmarking.
You consider A, B, C a benchmark?
I consider the district will provide input and guidance to the development of the policy manual as clearly something that is a part of the manual.
You don't see the difference between the policy committee then and the board?
I do. You're not talking about the same thing I'm talking about.
Yes, you are, because otherwise A, B, and C would not be necessary in that goal.
We are on district goals.
Yeah, I know. That's right. And we're going to update the policy manual. That's the job of the policy committee. I think it's a big deal. I don't think it's a little deal. I think it's a big deal that you don't see the difference between the policy committee's job and the board's job.
You're saying that. I'm not.
I'm saying that because that's what you're telling me.
No, that's not what I'm telling you.
If you insist on A, B, and C as being just goalposts, then you're not seeing what I'm seeing.
Then I guess that we don't see the same thing, because I'm not seeing what you're seeing. I'm not telling you.
Is there no one else that sees what I'm seeing?
The board's job technically is a policy-making board. So
one of the jobs, yeah.
I think the comment, or how I'm interpreting it, what Tom is saying is A, B, and C are already the board's job. So that doesn't need to be articulated.
So is that articulated somewhere else?
It's what we do.
Correct. I know that's what we do. I understand that. But I'm just saying, because I think the issue that's going on is that you're thinking that it's part of mm-hmm. our job, and you're saying it's what we do, so it doesn't need to be restated.
No, Peg, you're not understanding what I'm saying either. I'm saying five concerns of policy committee. That's very obvious. Uh-huh. It's the policy committee mm-hmm. is now updating the district policy manual. And it should be completed by September of 2013. Okay, that has nothing to do with what is spelled out in A, B, and C. Nothing. That is board. It doesn't have anything to do with the policy committee, which is what five is all about.
I don't see five as that's what it's all about. It says the district will continue to review, update the district policy manual. The district is here as a portion of the policy committee, but the district is not the policy committee. We're laying out responsibilities for the district. And this argument about the policy piece, the last time we were here was even this, I don't remember the exact quote, but it's a given. I think came from you, Tom, where you said this is a given. And I agree with you. I think
A, B, and C. A, B, and C are stating what the board does in the future and what the board has done in the past and what the job of the board is legally to do policy. That's our job, legally, to do policy. That is 98% of what we're supposed to be doing is policy.
I agree with you.
Okay, so, but five specifically refers to the current revision of the policy manual, which is continuing, and we hope to get completed by September of 2013.
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal. That's a good goal, I think. It's fine. Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anybody arguing with you about that.
We don't need A, B, and C.
And I don't think anyone was arguing with you about that either.
So can we just...
I asked these guys if they were okay with getting rid of A, B, and C, that I did not feel that this was something that we needed to get hung up on was A, B, and C. It's good for us to have this discussion.
You say so. Okay, that's not what I heard, but that's okay. I would like to get rid of A, B, and C, and it's at the pleasure of the rest of the board.
Correct. Up to you guys. Lillian?
No, no, you don't want to get...
No, I think it's fine, because...
I do, too, because it's really stuff that has to be done.
Part of
you think it's fine to leave it in there?
No, I think it's fine to not have it in there. I think it's just an issue.
I was going to say that we don't.
Yeah, semantics.
We can just take that out. I was going to read that the district will continue to review and update the district policies to be completed by September of 2013.
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right, so any other comments before we move forward on this? Okay. Because number five is really, as has been stated, is a given, and we're pretty actively in there, I wanted to recommend that we consider one more goal. And it's just because of the fact that I'd like to recommend something in regards to human resources.
I think that would be a good idea.
And what is it?
I think that what I would like to recommend is that we have something in there in regards to the district coming up with procedures in regards to the hiring practice. That's just general, without looking at specific.
And what specific?
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
We don't hire. I mean,
the district doesn't hire?
Yes, they do. But what do you want to tell the district to do?
Well, actually, the district and the board hires because we have to approve the hire.
That's right.
However, what telling them what to do? What I'm looking for is that when there is a concrete hiring practice and procedures in place, so that everyone, all stakeholders, know what the practice is and what the procedures are for hiring. What does that look like? That's what I'm looking for.
I think that's an okay thing.
And is that in the policy manual, 1993, is that the last... I know there's something about that. I haven't had time to look at it. But isn't there something in there about that? Or no, am I wrong about hiring? Nothing. I guess what I'm asking is, like, I wouldn't know, like, where that would be anyhow. Like, what is the hiring policy?
Do we have a hiring policy?
I mean, I've sat on an interview committee before when we hired an associate principal a few years back. And, there was like community members and teachers and administrators.
For an associate
principal? It was when they hired Mr. Nice. Mm-hmm. That many years ago. I don't know how many years ago that's been now. But it's been a while, yeah. But we had, you know, different questions that we obviously would be different depending on what position you're hiring. And obviously it's different if you're hiring an administrator as opposed to like a teacher's assistant or something. But I'm just wondering what we do have. I don't know.
I don't know, and I don't know if there's anything way back in any of the manuals or any procedures anywhere. I don't know.
Not that I'm aware of a hiring policy.
Or procedures.
Yeah, I guess that's really more what it is.
Yeah, it's not necessarily a policy, but more of a procedure. So I think that in my limited experience so far, that's been definitely brought up to question to myself. And I think it would be very helpful if we all understood what that practice is and that we follow it. And therefore, we'd be able to support that practice if we understood what it is.
I guess I'm very confused. How specific are we talking about? We want a step-by-step plan? Something's going to work for, you're going to have a different procedure for each position?
I think that.
Or what are you going to do?
I think that we ask the superintendent to give us that information. I I think we ask the district. I don't think that our goal has to be, you're going to set this for this one, you're going to set this one for that one. I think it's a clear-cut hiring procedure of how we're going to look at this. And I'm sure that there's probably examples and stuff out there, but I would hate for the board to say, this is what you need to do for administrators, this is what you need to do for teachers, this is what you need to do for teaching assistants. I mean, other people might feel differently, but I think it's important that we have a hiring practice that we follow, therefore everyone understands what that practice is.
I was unaware that there was a problem.
I wouldn't say that it's overt.
Never been questioned until you guys got on board, and I didn't know that I had done anything wrong.
No, no, I don't think there's a problem.
Again, I don't think this is about being wrong, and I wish somehow we could change some of this thought process of everything is wrong. It is something that was brought up as a question, and I couldn't answer it because I didn't know what the procedures were. It's not that it's wrong or right. It's a matter of, I think it's a great thing for us to do so that we have something in place in case there's a question.
Basically, in the past, what the board has directed the administration to do is hire the best teachers and the best administrators that they can find and to justify that to us.
How did they justify it?
By telling us that these are the people that they interviewed, and this person has this advantage, and this one has this advantage, and this is the one I choose because of that. That's the way it's been done in the past.
And that could be part of the procedures that are put into place.
Tom? I don't know why it has to be more formalized than that.
I just think it's a common practice, quite frankly. I mean, I don't mean to be like... I think it's a common practice. I think it's a legitimate question.
You had some kind of committee when you were hiring the assistant principal or the associate principal?
Associate principal, yeah.
And have you had that committee for a long time?
It usually, just like when we interviewed for the Spanish person, it's usually someone within the department and the administrators that are going to supervise them if it's a teaching position. If it's an associate principal's position, we tried to get both bargaining units, tried to get across grade levels since we were talking at one point about having a K-12 administrator. And I guess it goes back to the same thing. I have hired associate principals here, and I've hired or been part of two other interviews where I got jobs, and I've never been involved in the multiple committees and stuff. So I was just trying to do it the best and the most streamlined way to do it.
So when you hired these people before, you didn't have a committee that you worked with?
We always had committees.
I think that's what Carrie is asking for you to just kind of lay that out for us.
And I also think
see it in writing.
The thing that needs to be clear here, Vince, is that we're not saying that you're wrong. Lay it out. Like, lay out what you recommend that the practice should be. I think it's very helpful to have that because, again, and I know I've beat this subject to death, but I'm going to because I believe in it so much. Communication is key. Partnership is key. When people understand, they're willing to support. And I think it also eliminates rumorville. And I think that's the piece that I'm trying to hit home. This isn't something you're doing right or wrong. It's simply just something that is an observation that I think we should have a discussion about as a goal, which should come from you and should be kind of laid out from you and your team. And let us know what it is.
Does that mean he has to justify people that he doesn't choose for not choosing them? Does he have to justify that too?
Well, I think when we're setting a goal...
Because I think that's what the problem is people have complained that haven't gotten jobs.
I don't know if that's the problem or not, to be honest with you, Tom. I think the goal here is if you have a procedures in place, then and you're following those procedures and everybody's aware of those procedures, then there shouldn't be any question.
Usually what you do when you hire somebody is you tell them this is what's going to happen. You're going to be interviewed by a certain group of people, and this is why you're being interviewed by this certain group of people, and we'll make a decision. When we went on our superintendent search, we formed three committees plus the board.
Mm-hmm.
Administrators, faculty, CSEA, and the board. And
So that was for an administrator?
That was for advance.
It was for the superintendent.
Superintendent, okay.
And that might change next time. I don't know that you want it formalized. It might, it depends on what's going on at the time. I don't want to get us locked into a procedure and then have to do it because someone's not happy that they didn't get a job here.
I'm not looking at it as someone's not happy to get a job here. I'm just looking at it throughout my experience of what I've seen, witnessed, heard. And I just think it's good practice that people understand and know. And there's really no question. I've been a part of answering for who I've hired as an administrator in a school district. And sometimes I felt a little bit like, okay, that we're really given a lot of information here. But the bottom line is that we all knew what the expectations were, what we needed to do, and we followed all those expectations. So when it came time to hire, there was no question because every single time we followed the procedures that were put into place.
So do you think that this should be hiring practice as part of our goal, or do you think this should be part of a policy?
No, I don't think it should be part of a policy, okay. No. I think it should be part of a goal that we develop a hiring practice or procedures. For the district.
So I think.
So the board is going to develop that?
No, I'm talking about the district. We can. I mean, if you think it's more appropriate for us to do it, I don't. I think the district should.
I just don't think this is the avenue either at the goals for the district or the board.
I do.
I seem
to have a lot of what?
You want certain things, and people don't always agree with you.
That's okay.
I know.
I'm treating people with respect.
I didn't say you didn't. This is why I guess it comes back to the fact that I always question when you say something to me, because I feel like I'm being grilled. If I did something wrong, let me know, and I don't think I have. And just the attitude that you've shown tonight, I just don't understand you.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
Me too.
I don't think that she was saying that you were doing anything wrong. I just think that she would like it put into writing of how you go about doing that. And
right.
I don't think that's a horrible thing.
I didn't say it was. I didn't say I didn't have a problem doing it either.
Okay.
I just don't think it's appropriate in either one of these goals.
Where do you think it would be appropriate?
Maybe in my evaluation, what you expect from the superintendent?
If we didn't have an outline to go with, how would we know?
I don't understand that question at all.
You're saying that
I actually do. This should be in
your evaluation?
If it's something that you expect or want me to explain or do, then I would assume that if I'm going to be graded on something or judged on something, it should be part of my evaluation.
Okay, so we want to ask Vince to come up with some outline of how he hires people. Is basically what you want.
I just wanted to speak back to
what we want?
I would just like something. Some kind of foundation. I know when I was on that committee years ago, we actually went through resumes. I mean, it was in the kindergarten classrooms. I remember there was all these resumes.
We did.
And I'm sure you did. And that's all we wanted. I just don't know. Like, that's what I'm asking. I know we're at different places that I've worked at different districts.
Okay, so we don't know, but it's very simple to ask how we hire people.
If someone were to ask me, how do you hire people at Cambridge Central School? I can give the canned answer. We hire the best candidate for the job.
That's right.
But to me, that's kind of not really a flourished answer.
I don't understand why.
Because, especially the way the times are right now, I would say that the answer needs to be more in-depth. Like, how do we hire people here? I mean, obviously, we just hired someone. Mm-hmm.
We're graded on our production, our results. We're doing quite well. It means we've hired good people.
But our administrative turnover has been,
administrative turnover has not been so bad. It's going to be bad
now. 17.
It's going to be very bad now for the next year and a half or 2 years. It'll be awful. But it hasn't been bad. We lost a very unstable principal. He's gone. and we hired somebody up. We replaced him. And we've got, somebody else left for a better job. We can't stop that.
I understand. But I've had kids in school for 20 years.
I'm not talking about 20 years. We're talking about the last couple
of
years.
I'd like to let her talk a little bit, please.
But we're talking about the last couple of years. We can't be living in the past.
I'm not living in the past. I know, and that's where I want us to go. I don't want us to be doing this.
Right. So I will draft up, if it's okay with the group, a human resource goal of some sort, and then we can just look it over and see if we need to revisit at all.
Okay.
Is there anything else in regards to the district goals that people feel that they need to add that's not on here, that they think that should be on here? Peggy, you have the last list. I put everybody's suggestions on there. The other one. I know that Paul had some as well.
My old list?
No, right there. That's all the suggestions. Okay. I didn't print out the last page. And I think we agreed with this not doing something with the, correct me if I'm wrong, the CSEA contract, the secondary math, the CASDA survey.
We got to wait for that.
Right. I think that we had agreed at the last one that they weren't, but I just want to make sure.
Okay, I just want to correct it. It's a CASDA report.
Okay, thank you. And administration stability.
If you're looking for this paper, we don't have any extra. I'm sorry. Is this what you're looking for?
No, that doesn't have anything on it. I'm just reading the goals because I came in here.
And the district hiring practice. So
this is the ones that you're kind of just talking about.
Oh, okay.
So is there anything else that we feel needs to be on here?
So it wasn't a CASDA survey,
it's
what was it?
It's a report.
It's a report.
We good? Okay, so now we are on to board goals, and we really did not talk a whole lot the last time, so unless I missed something from my notes, we really didn't have much there. And I just drafted a whole bunch of things for us to talk about and cross off or whatever we need to for the first one, but other than that, I really didn't have anything else. Unless I missed something for the board so far. So any suggestions, comments, additions,
the committee's
deletions?
A big deal. There's a couple of bunch of corrections.
Okay.
First of all, on letter A, the board is not specifically chairpersons.
You mentioned that at the last meeting. I think what my mindset was on that was the fact that there was somebody that was going to be responsible for coming back and reporting to the board.
That's what the board reports are about every month.
Right. So being that there's two people, I would like for us to consider that we have an identifiable person who's going to be bringing back a report to the board so that we actually get that information.
I think that's a waste of information because then you can get different information from two different people. I think that's squelching information that might be available on two different interpretations of things that happened.
Well, I don't think that anybody's going to squelch anyone. The board, everybody has a right to speak.
That's why I think it's unnecessary. I think it just let people talk about what they did, what they heard at the meeting.
Well, we can talk about the chairman piece as we go through so that you can be more specific about which ones that you're referring to as well.
I'm referring to all of them. I think we have people that go to the meetings report on them. And if we have two people go to a meeting, we're on this building committee. We both have done reports on the building committee.
Sure.
And we've reported on different things.
Sure.
And that's the way I think it should be.
And some of the committees the board does chair, correct?
No, not that I know of.
That's different. Okay. So before if people don't mind, what I'd like to do before we get into A, B, and C.
I think I'm on the wrong page here.
It's the board goals now. That right here. No, she copied all of them. Is it underneath? I can't see that far away with them. No.
Share that fresh copy.
Don't see it. Did I have a list of the community?
Yep.
That's not the one.
So many papers.
I know.
Got the red writing on the top, William says Raff.
No, I don't have anything.
Did you find it?
Thank you.
Yep. Some of these that are on this list are not existing committees, and so I think that we should have a little bit of discussion in regards to that piece for our board goals. Because we're putting it down as a board goal, I want to make sure that we have discussion in regards to that piece. So the piece that I would like to see that's not currently a committee of ours actually is the finance piece. I think that's a huge piece, and I'd like to see that is something that we support.
Separate from the audit committee?
I would guess I'd seek more advice from you in regards to that and guidance, and the reason why is just to make sure that what we can and can't do with the audit committee, if there's anything that would...
You have to have an audit committee by the controller's five-point plan, but we usually try to do finance and audit at the same time.
So if it was a broader perspective than audit, as long as we are covering...
You can't call it finance and audit. We went through that at Hudson Falls.
Right. Yeah, you mentioned that. But just bear with me for a minute as I'm thinking out loud. If we combine the two and the audit, there's specific things that we have to do for the audit, correct? If we go above and beyond that, is there any restrictions regarding that?
No.
Okay.
You've got to spell out for me what you mean by above and beyond. And I don't need generalities, I need specifics.
Well, I'm not going to give you specifics because part of the issue would be is that if we developed a finance committee, what I would want is for the finance committee to be able to work together to decide on how that format may look. So for us to sit here and develop that right here and now, no. I just think that this is something that I would like to see happen. I'm not caught up in whether we combine it or not combine it, as long as we can do more than what the audit piece is, if we see that that's something that we need.
You've got to justify a new committee that is going to usurp some of the responsibility of the business manager.
Well, I think that's your interpretation. Again, usurping is not what we're looking for here. Again, I think that if we could turn the concept of wrong, usurping, and defensiveness, and really look at this as a collaborative piece, what this really is an opportunity for us to be able to work together with the district and the community to talk about our finances, to create different ideas. We may learn something from a community member that may be able to tell us something. I mean, I'm not going to design this for you today, but I think it's a wonderful opportunity for everyone, for stakeholders to come together and to be able to look at things and, again, communicate them so that we really clearly understand what's happening with our finances and work together. And it could be a project. I mean, I'm not going to spell it out for you right here. I think that that's part of what a committee does. You know, when you have a building and grounds committee, I'm sure that somewhere, somehow, you all sat together and really kind of designed what you wanted to do and how you wanted that to look. That's not saying that the building and grounds person doesn't do his job or that the superintendent's not doing his job. It's a committee.
We are responsible as a board legally for the finances of the community.
Correct.
So what are we doing with the finance committee? I still don't understand that. We are the finance committee.
Okay. Well, I feel that we can do more.
We and the administration, specifically the business manager and the superintendent, are the finance committee. It's our legal responsibility, fiduciary responsibility.
That is correct.
So, and as I would far also as educating like to- the public, I'm not sure that anybody that didn't want to know about how things were going this year didn't have an opportunity to learn with all the meetings that we had, the public meetings that we had.
I think what a finance committee could do, to answer your question a little bit further, is sometimes, and I think that Vince and I have been in this conversation before, different people understand things differently. For someone who has a business background, they might present in a way that as somebody else with a business background might understand. There are other people who may look at that very topic and look at it differently. And I think what a finance committee can do is really take a look at what's happening and even offer suggestions. This is a way that helps me understand. Maybe you might want to, when we're putting this together for the community or whatever, to do it this way as well. I think it's important to embrace different people's ideas and different things, only because I think somebody had articulated this to Vince once. When you start speaking this, I gloss over because it doesn't make any sense to me. There are people that certain ways of presenting, it's going to fly by them. And it's not because they're not intelligent. It's not because they're not interested. It's because that's not the way that they receive things. Different people learn different ways and need to have it presented in different ways. So I think that's a great way of utilizing your committee, bouncing ideas off. What do you think of this presentation? Do you think there's anything I could do differently? Like, that's just something that comes up into my mind. I think that's a wonderful thing. I don't think that's usurping a business administrator's or the district superintendent's job at all. I think, if anything, it's helping them.
And I think it's silly, but that's okay.
Okay.
I think it's a very good idea to get a committee together and have different members on the committee, not just school people, you know, somebody from the community, some people from the school. I think it's a good idea.
Vince, can a person from the community be on the audit committee?
That's your prerogative.
So I guess the question is, one, do we want to support the finance committee, or do we want them together? Do we want them separate? Do we want to try to do the finance committee and see what the what we get for interest?
Can't you not have them together?
Huh?
Can't you not have them together? Was that what I heard? I thought you couldn't have an audit and a finance committee.
You can't have the title audit and finance.
Together.
You cannot title a committee audit and finance. You can title a committee audit and finance within it. I think you've created a monster with 12 committees. We don't have people showing up now.
And really, I agree with you. I think that what I was doing was anybody that I heard something from, I was just putting down here so that we could have a discussion. I agree with you. I think with 5-member board, I think it's too much, and we really need to focus on what we think is important. We won't really know until after your meeting, which I think is coming up soon, the building grounds one.
Thursday.
Whether they want to combine that or not, so you'll let us know in regards to that. But I do agree with you on that. But I think, this is my opinion, I think a finance committee, and the other piece that's really, I think, is incredibly important, but not necessarily a committee that needs to stay going, lack of better words, more of an advisory committee, would be communication, and just seeing what we can do as an advisory committee. But my understanding with an advisory committee is once the job's done, it doesn't need to keep going.
Now, see, that's almost a committee. If you were going to form a communication group, that would continuing to go.
Good.
That would be a group that would do the writing, that would find topics, that would talk to teachers. That's the
that could be.
I would look,
that,
if you were going to do that.
The communication would could be but, all of those things, yes.
But not advisory.
So you want to keep it a communication committee,
not an advisory.
I'm
not sure we have the manpower to do any of that, quite frankly.
That's something I certainly will commit my time to. As far as, you know, curriculum and special education, I don't think, for me, that's not an area that I think is like a number one priority for us at this point in our adventures here. So, I mean, I think that Vince is correct with the fact of, you know, we have to kind of take a look and limit some areas. My priorities would be the communication and finance piece. I don't know what other people are thinking. Lillian?
I would like to have an advisory committee, which again, is my understanding that once it was settled, it wouldn't be there anymore, for transportation. I think we should really look into getting our own diesel fuel on property here. I think it would save a lot of money.
So are you looking at a committee that would get together to do the research and compile stuff and give that information to the district as to what they found? Is that what you're looking for?
We could do that, yeah. That would be.
We've already done it. That's what the building committee, part of that presentation is going to be. When this building was built, all the wire and everything's run out there. is cut out, and there's supposed to be a wash station, one of the bays, and it's all set up for that, but we cut it out because it was about $140,000 at the time. So I don't know how much the fueling station is, but Bud and Randy have already, we've had that discussion, and they're already looking into that.
They've already looked into it, or they're going?
They have, but they're revisiting it to make sure that the numbers are present-day numbers, because when this building was built, they had numbers at that time when they cut it out, how much it was, and I'm sure they're different now. Mm-hmm. I quite think that the wash bay will be a lot less expensive, because just the way the systems are now, with technology and stuff, it's probably better. I don't know about the fueling station. I'd love to have a diesel fueling station here. We waste 2/3 of a gallon every time we send a vehicle up to get fueled up.
How many times do they go up?
At least once a week, depending on the vehicles, you know, if they have runs, field trips or sport runs.
I heard that once they get half full, they have to go in.
We try not to let it run more than half a tank.
Which is good. I wouldn't want the butt to run out of gas in the middle of
Main reason for that is the bus driver themselves are responsible for the bus, and if they're sick and a substitute gets on that bus, we don't want them to worry about having to fill the vehicle.
If I could make an observation, William, that setting up a committee for one item doesn't seem proper or a good use of resources. It's very simple to ask the superintendent to look into that. We don't need a committee to do that. And have him talk to Randy and or Bud, the people that are, whose job that is to do that. I guess I disagree setting an advisory committee. I know we're not going to do it because it's already been done, but that doesn't seem a reason to have a committee. It's very simple to ask the people whose job it is.
I didn't know that they were looking into it.
Well, it doesn't matter. Even if you didn't know, say, what about diesel? And Vince looks into it and tells you. That's the way I think it should be done.
I was under the impression that you had looked into this a while ago and you thought it was very expensive.
When they were building this building, they ran over. The construction costs were more than what the public had approved. So they had to cut things, and they cut the fueling station and they cut the wash bay.
Oh, I see.
To get it on your budget.
So you don't really know how much it would cost to have a fueling station?
Not right now, no. We know how much it was as a deduct, but those numbers usually are not the same as you know, if you deduct from a project or add to a project, the add numbers are usually much larger. We were looking into it, too, if you remember we had the fuel tank problem on the science wing. We had the water in the interstitial space of the fuel tank. The Bud came and gave a report.
Oh, all right.
We thought at one point we were going to have to replace that. Mm-hmm. And in the project, we had to have fuel for the boilers that are in the science wing. But in the project, we were going to tie the science wing into the rest of the heating system because the heating system is much more efficient than the one that was here at the time the science wing was put on. So that tank, if we would have had to buy a new one, would have been comparable to what we needed as a fueling tank for the diesel. But what happened was the water, the top, the way it works is there's a cover when you over the fuel tank. When you open the cover, you can fill the tank. And next to the tank is that interstitial space. So if there's water or whatever, that was lower than the ground. So when it rained or whatever, the water would run into that. So we weren't getting water in the fuel. And DEC approved the tank, so we never had that expenditure.
Okay. So can I ask a question?
Sure.
So do you feel that you have all the information that she's talking about from the Buildings and Grounds Committee?
Bud and Randy are researching how much it would be now for both the new wash bay as well as the fueling station.
Okay, so you don't feel that that would be something that would be helpful to have a committee to assist with the resources of looking into information for you?
I think the people that are here, I think, can do the job. I don't think we have to have a committee to have people do things.
I think I would like to have you ask them to put in, you said that there was a wash bay that you wanted, and what do they do about washing the buses now?
They use a compressor and a hose and wash them in the wash bay. The wash bay itself would be where you basically can drive them through and sprays the underneath of the bus and everything. It would make us much more efficient. Right now it takes somebody a lot longer to hand wash a bus because she had to get on a step ladder to do the top. Or if you just drove through a wash, it would get all four sides. And we could do it more often because the winter, especially when there's salt and everything on the road, the buses get filthy and it makes it more difficult to see.
Right.
So if we had the wash bay, we could wash them, boy, every other day maybe. We don't get them to that rotation yet.
So they're looking into all of that as well?
Yep, to see how much it would be to hook up the water and everything.
So you're saying that the wire is for the fuel is already there?
Yep, it's under the pavement. It's over to where the pad was going to be.
Okay. I mean, that would be great because I just think that by the time you pay a bus driver to go up...
It's been my argument since I got here. Yeah. I've been trying to do it. As a matter of fact, I believe it was in the bigger project.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that got cut out of the bigger project because it was something that we could live without if we absolutely had to.
Okay. So they're looking into the wash bay and the fuel. Okay. I mean, that's fine with me. I just thought it should really be looked into and... Mm-hmm. That's why I thought if it was an advisory committee, it would just be doing that and dissolve after.
Mm-hmm. So, Vince, this is something that when they get the numbers, I'm assuming that they're going to get numbers for all this, do comparisons and all that information. Will that be something that you'll be bringing to the board to kind of share with us?
What I had planned on doing is trying to go through the building committee because I was going to try to get it into the next project.
Okay, so you'll be sharing all the details with the building committee?
Yep, and the building committee, when I got here, they were under the assumption that it was an ongoing standing committee, and I was unaware of that. So we resurrected both the energy conservation and sustainability committee because that's something that was chartered or empowered by the board years and years and years ago, but they would still meet, but they weren't meeting. They were the ones that originally did the NYSERDA report that drove the Excel project. And the building committee, I guess, was in place for all, you know, like the science wing, the three classrooms that were put across from the cafeteria, this building, and they just assumed they were an ongoing committee, and I wasn't aware of that until after I got here. Mm-hmm. And when we were trying to go ahead with trying to get something with the building project, they, you know, we resurrected them. Only because people told me that it was an existing committee. They were upset that the board, after the Excel project was voted through, the board didn't have anything to do with them or didn't empower them to do any of the design or whatever. So when we brought them back, it was a tough road at first to try to get their confidence back. Mm-hmm. So, but the committee, that's why I want to try to get the building committee back. I want to take them on a tour tomorrow night of everything that's done at this point and explain what, obviously we're not going into the tunnels, but to explain what's done there and where everything is. The kitchen did get delivered late tonight.
Oh, okay.
But that doesn't mean anything. It's still not hooked up.
It's still not hooked up, but at least it's here.
The freezer and the refrigerator, I didn't see come, did you? They attached to the trailer.
But you're doing your tour tomorrow or is it Thursday? That you're doing
Thursday.
It? Thursday, okay.
Thursday. I can't be here.
We have two trucks out back right now, too. One's a refrigerator truck. Actually, they're both the same thing, just change the temperature. But because the trailer's not here, the subcontractor's responsible. We have to remove the food from Hoosick Falls tomorrow because she needs her kitchen and freezer and refrigerator back. So we're going to send the truck down that we have running out back that's lowering the temperature to zero. So they can load up the food, and we're going to store them in the two trucks that the subcontractor is renting for us because they didn't meet their obligations.
And so what time is the tour on Thursday?
The meeting's what, 7? The meeting's at 7 o'clock, so probably shortly thereafter we're going to try to get
here?
Everybody. No, we're going to meet in the library because it was, and we're going to go through there.
Payment was good.
That's what?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
There's a concern with the north parking lot, but we can get into that.
So I'm sorry. Thank you for answering those questions. I appreciate it. And I'll wait for Lillian to get back in case she has any other transportation questions. Do either of you have any other transportation questions? Okay. So Peggy, do you have any questions, concerns in regards to the list?
I like the idea of the communication committee, but I'm not so sure about the word advisory.
Yeah, I agree. I think we should take it out.
Yeah,
I agree.
I actually, where I work yesterday, I brought this in just because Carrie was reading it, but we had, and obviously we're not Bennington and we don't have all these businesses, but we had a fabulous opening day because we had business owners come to our opening day. We had board members come to our opening day. So it was a really exciting thing to have such huge community investment. Mm-hmm. And I would be interested and I would dedicate time to that mm-hmm. kind of communication committee.
Okay. Are you opposed? And Tom, are you opposed of removing curriculum or special education from the list?
I would remove finance, curriculum, special ed, and transportation.
Okay. I agree with the curriculum and special education. I'd like to make sure that Lillian's here because she was bringing up the transportation piece. I don't agree with the finance. I think it's something significant that I think we should embrace and support and see what we can do with it. Transportation, I feel like Vince has given us information, but did you have any other questions in regards to transportation?
No, I just would like the board to be advised about it, you know. And if we can do that at a building committee meeting, that's fine with me.
So I'm assuming that once it's all done, that we could have a board presentation in regards to all of that?
Sure.
Okay. So if you're comfortable, are you saying it's okay that you're comfortable removing transportation?
Right.
Is everyone saying that they're comfortable removing transportation? Okay. So we've removed curriculum, special education, and transportation because it's been seen as, the finance piece, Tom has articulated that he is not for it. I'm articulating that I am, so I just want to hear from the rest
of the... I am for it.
Okay. Peggy?
And this is not my area of expertise at all, mm-hmm. so I just want to know how it can dovetail in to the auditing piece so that it's
I'm wondering
not
if we should
bigger than it needs to be, I guess
right.
is what I'm saying.
I'm wondering if we start with keeping them separate and then work with the auditing committee to see, like they're doing with the building and grounds and the energy, to see if it's something that we can make one. It sounds like we probably can. We just have to be careful about how we label it. But maybe we could work on that to see how we could combine that.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
And we're already looking into the building and grounds and the energy.
Yeah, Vince has a meeting Thursday with them. So.
You're not going to be there Thursday, William?
I can't.
And that is that something that we can, I know we've got to do board goals. Is it something that once we establish who's on what committee, can we kind of get polled before those are set up? Is that how it typically runs?
I always send out an email. If this works, let me know. If it doesn't, and then I go by majority rule.
Okay, I'm thinking it would be helpful, especially if the board is going to be there, because what I'd hate to do is not have the board people for some of these committees not there because they don't have the time. Is there any way that you could give us an idea, a heads up on that?
That's what I mean. That's what I do when I send out the email.
So if the board
and if you're a board member on the committee, I have my committee groups and it goes in one email. So if after it's been determined, the entire board gets the email. The remainder of the board would get the email.
Oh, I see. You have set up by
file
mass email
contact groups.
Yeah. But each group sets up their own times and their dates.
Once they get together, I'm assuming, yeah. Okay.
And how are we going to decide who's going to be on what committee?
I need to, I sent out an email a while ago, so while we have 5 seconds, I'd like to try to get what you all are interested in so that we can get this determined so we have an idea.
I'm already on building and grounds and technology and audit.
Okay, building, and you're still comfortable with that, Tom?
Yep.
Building and grounds, audit. And you said technology? Okay.
Okay, I would like to be on, I'm already on the building grounds anyway, and...
Do you want to remain on that?
And finance. And I'm on shared decision making too.
Aren't you on audit also, Lily?
She is.
You're in the audit committee.
Oh, yeah.
And would you like to remain on that?
Yeah, I think I would. And maybe
Paul filled in last time when nobody was in a committee, so what, I have a list of who was on the board. I mean,
thank
it's
you.
Still here, so shared decision making was Paul.
Okay, so we'll
Energy
just have to reach
Paul.
Out. Oops, I just wrote shared instead of Paul. Energy was Paul?
Yep. Campus safety and
okay.
health and wellness.
Okay.
That's
four. Yeah, he was on four committees. He filled in because it was an odd number and Jan couldn't always make it.
When I do this, I'll send this out for one more confirmation, so I'll send it to him just to make sure if he wants to add anything or take anything off that he gets input on it. Peggy, do you have any preference?
Well, if we've decided, I'd want to be on the community or the communication committee.
Okay.
Would be one.
Yep.
I'm trying to figure out which ones. Which were the ones that Jan and Howard
left you open on? We pulled their name off, and I don't remember.
Campus safety, Howard was on. Technology, Jan was on. Health and wellness, Jan was on. Howard was also, he got off of buildings and grounds.
Do we need two on every single one?
In case somebody can't be there.
I would think it's a good idea to try to have two on
okay.
every one. Everybody's invited as an observer.
I would
but
be interested
they can't
in that
participate. Otherwise, you get into a problem with decisions.
Okay. So, Peggy, you'd like to
that
be on tech?
That one tends to meet in the afternoon.
Oh, never mind. That's
yeah,
technology,
because
that's
nope.
Steve's
yeah.
schedule.
Yeah, no, I can't do that.
The
shared
decision
making
day.
Is in the afternoon, too.
I guess
we've tried to accommodate in the past, and health and wellness, campus safety, technology, shared decision making have usually been in the day. Audit has been in the day too, because we could.
Right. All right. Well, if you have another one, let me know. I definitely want to do the communication one. And I also want to do the finance one.
I guess I'll have to make a decision between shared decision and audit, because that's going to be four of them.
The shared decision, we're more of observers for that one, correct?
Shared decision, yes.
Yeah.
Audit, technically, you've hired an internal claims auditor to go through everything, but
right.
you're still, you know, when we get to that point, if you want to see the claims or the warrants, you can. Those usually, yeah.
Painful.
Yeah, I saw them the last time they were this, but yeah.
And that was a small month. September is going to be huge because everything's
yeah.
coming in over the summer.
And what is our responsibility on the audit committee to go over each one of those individually?
According to the comptroller's report, yes. Or hire an internal claims auditor. And we have an internal claims auditor that goes through and checks in detail.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
I would strongly recommend not getting away from that.
Yeah.
She actually goes through and makes sure everything's signed, everything's got the same numbers.
Right.
So I'm sure you're not going to want to sit there and do that.
No,
I
only looked at a couple of them the other day and it was like, okay.
Yeah. Putting needles in your eyes probably would have been less painful.
Yeah.
It's really monotonous.
Right. So if we don't do that on the audit committee, what does the audit committee do?
They still have to go through, and that you got to have the opportunity to sit with the warrants.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the main thing. And what we've been using the audit committee for is any of the reports from the internal auditor, the internal claims auditor, the annual audit, the comptroller when she was here, and we've run numerous finance things through audit. As we've gone along this year.
Okay.
Things that are usually outside the normal course of business will run applies for $200, that's usually not an issue.
The energy conservation and sustainability, if they don't combine, that is a night meeting.
Okay.
Energy conservation. So do you want me to put you down tentative?
Yep, that'd be good.
Phil Bell and John Cummings and Steve Lutz were the three people that started that committee. And that's why I think they're going to probably fight against combining it.
And that's fine. I mean, that's fine, but I think it was a good question to ask.
Yep, no, we, quite frankly, a lot of what they do does overlap, but in the Energy Committee, and it's easier to just say that than the whole title, but the Energy Committee also does recycling.
Oh, good. Okay, cool.
They've tried to do green things. The biofilters that are being put in for the parking lots are extremely, they push for those things, and that's the type of stuff that, quite frankly, helps. The water will filter to those through that back into the aquifer.
So, who's that, Steve Butts, Bill Bell?
And John Cummings were the three that I'm aware of that were the starting founding members. There's usually students that they try to get there, but it's tougher to get the students to come back at night because their activities sometimes are involved in things, so it's hit and miss if somebody's there all the time.
Yeah.
But we have had students there. We've had students on technology, shared decision making. All the ones after school, we try to get student involvement.
Yeah, there is. There's, I think there's what, 4 kids on shared decision.
Yeah, that's a tough one to get everybody.
Grade level 9 to 12. Right.
We're trying to encourage the person that's in ninth grade to stay on, and that's hopefully for the continuity. It makes things flow.
That's good.
How do they show interest that they want to be on a committee?
I think how the shared decision making went was through student government, and I think they asked for volunteers.
Yeah, there's certain. Diane used to say these are the committees within the school. These are the ones students can be on, and everybody had to be on.
Health and wellness has
students. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Health and technology, I think Steve got the kids involved.
And Will Byron was our student.
Yeah, well, how was he chosen? I don't know.
I think through student council.
Was it student council? Okay.
Yeah. Because I would always, Diane was included in my contact group.
Okay.
And she would always say, I'll let so-and-so know.
Okay. Kate, just for your information, I have no problem being a backup person for the other ones that are like the health and wellness, the campus, and the technology one, in case we need to have somebody go to that because we don't have enough, we don't have a board member there or whatever.
Okay.
That's why we have two if there's a problem.
If
there's no board member there, then definitely.
Right.
You're always welcome to any committee, but you got to sit as an observer as opposed to a participant.
So, I mean, you know, with that, I don't have a problem, you know, with just being the backup person from Paul if he can't be there. Or if I can go, depending on what my schedule is like, I definitely will.
Okay.
That's a lot of committees, so I don't want to, but I'll do what I can to help out with that.
Can I just ask you to decide who's going to do student council now that Diane's not here?
That's a good question because we've asked twice and nobody stepped up. The union has told me that I don't need to worry about that. When we went to the activity period, we would have volunteers for everything. We haven't. So I don't know because Donna works during track season and I've been working more with Carl over the summer. And I don't have an answer to that. Neither did Carl.
We had Steve Butts on there. I'm being silly, only because he's like the gem, everything.
last time we didn't have somebody for
the
musical, he did a play, which I was shocked.
He was great.
And right now we don't have anybody for a musical.
Anyway, we have about 6 minutes, so I'm going to try to focus this because we did make progress, but if there's any general basic ideas for board goals so that we have something to work off of. Oh, believe it or not, I'm lost for words. Any suggestions for us?
I I still think the first one from last year, expanding the term of the members, is something that we should consider, but...
Sorry, let me just grab that.
That's something that was turned down last year.
Which one are we looking at?
Well, it's
the...
About having longer terms.
Yep. On the 11-12 goal, the first one was to evaluate the current structure and consider extending members to three terms from 3 to 5 years and expanding the board to 7 members. The committee structure works extremely well if everybody buys into it, and it's difficult when the board becomes overwhelmed and just out straight with everything. Mm-hmm. It's the old law of diminishing returns. Mm-hmm. You start not doing everything, and then, I'm afraid that's what might happen with some of the committees, because usually the committees are, the volunteers are the people that do everything.
Yep.
You go back to Steve being the gem. Oh my God, he's our technology coordinator, but he's been here. We worked out an arrangement where he gets a certain percentage over the summer, and he's been here much more than what we paid him. And that's just Steve. Steve works his tail off all the time.
Yeah, I agree.
So I wish we could clone him.
Mm-hmm. Vince, so if I'm understanding you, you're asking us to evaluate this again as part of one of our goals?
That was last year. I don't know what, you know, it was a discussion that became pretty heated because nobody could agree to what we were doing.
Okay.
So everybody felt different numbers, members, and different terms. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Barbara Kingsley even spoke from the audience and said that the community at the time, you were on the first time when it switched, wasn't it? When they went from 5 to 3 years.
First 3 year seat.
So.
They switched for some, I'm sorry, this
from
is part
5 year, they switched from 5 year terms to 3 year terms. Mm-hmm. The continuity needs to be there, the consistency. Mm-hmm. And that's where my mm-hmm. push was for that one. And the simple fact that 5 members, we had 7 committees last year plus negotiations, so 8 technically, and then policy on top of that, so we had 9 last year, and 5-member board really started wearing thin. Mm-hmm. And it's not a criticism, it's just an observation.
So us considering either going from a 3 to a 5 or potentially going from a 5 board member to a 9 board member or whatever, both, you know, whatever.
Oh,
or both.
And the reason we didn't do that was because...
Everybody was in a different position.
Yeah.
I surveyed the districts in BOCES, and I can send that out again. The majority are 5-member boards, mm-hmm. but it varies 3 or 5 year terms. 3 year terms are tough. Because just as you start to know what you're doing, there's a change.
Mm-hmm. Tom, you've been a part of this. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thought is we don't have goals for next year, guys. We're not going forward. What we're doing is looking backwards. The district goals are basically looking backwards. And now we don't have any goals yet. If we're gonna review what we did last year, that's fine. It's probably another discussion worth having because it's a different board. The second goal here was about committees. We've just hashed that out.
Yeah.
The third one we've already done or doing, which is the training workshops with the district attorney. Not Kevin Courtright, the school district attorney. And I think number 4, we can reevaluate that self-evaluation instrument. I think we could do much better.
Okay.
But this is all last year.
Okay.
I'm from last year's board. I'd like to hear from you guys where we're going. I don't see that we're going anywhere.
I'm not sure what you mean by that. So
I'm just as general as you in making comments. We're not going it. We're looking backwards. I want to know. I'd like to know where you guys want to go with the board.
Well, I think it was a great recommendation from the superintendent for us to take a look at this, and that's really what he was asking for us to do, which we've done. And I don't think that is going backwards. I think that was a thing for us to do. I think it's a jumping point to know what was recommended, and that there's anything that people feel we still need to do. Just as you just said, the self-evaluation tool may be something we want to consider. I don't see that as going backwards, but perhaps if you're saying that that was something that wasn't the best and that we should look at it, then maybe that's something we consider.
There's some evaluations in that essential board book.
Yeah. So I don't think
that's
a,
which I'll return because
a self-evaluation.
There's different things in there, yeah.
Okay.
That are good, I feel.
So what do you think in regards to, do we look at evaluation? I think a huge piece, quite frankly, is communication with this board. I mean,
I would totally 100% agree.
I think that, everybody has opinions, and I think that that's certainly that one of the things that we're going to need to work through to be able to take care of our school and our community. As a board. And so I would certainly vote on talking about moving forward, really working through how are we going to work together even when we disagree. Because the last board meeting can't happen again. Just cannot happen again. That was very, very non-productive and abusive. I think it's something that we certainly need to work on together to accept differences and to accept when there's different points of view. I see that as an issue. I don't know how other people feel, but.
I agree. Communication between the board members is definitely something that needs to be worked on. And also number 5 from last year, but I don't know that we actually did it, I went to board training things last year because it was mandatory, but those are the only two that I went. Did you go to any last year? Yeah.
To the winter legal conference.
Hmm?
The winter legal conference, law conference. Hmm.
Peggy?
Just the first goal, the goal that you just said, that if we're going to work through things, that we need to do so. I don't know that we can go forward until we start doing that.
Right, I agree. I can certainly look at some type of goals to look at it, but I think that, one of the things that we need to do is we need to demonstrate professionally in a board meeting. We do have children and parents, and we want to certainly be supporting behavior that we would want our kids to do. I think if we can look at that, I don't know what they would call that, maybe their civility or whatever we look at, but I think it's something that we need to do to communicate and professionally. Any other suggestion? Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you don't know where you're going if you don't know where you've been. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times when I don't see looking back, I get like focusing on something as being a bad thing but I don't see that looking back is a bad thing.
Yeah, I don't either.
So
I think it's a good suggestion and a good starting point for us. Vince had made a recommendation for us to look at the first one, and so I just wanted to get opinions on that.
I think we can look at that again. I mean, everybody had their own opinion last year, and but we have 2 new members, number 1, and it would be nice to have more than 5 people on it because you'd have more people to do stuff like this. And Vince, you would really like it to be more than 3 years for continuity.
I would, yeah.
So I'm not opposed to taking a look at it either. I'd like to look at it both ways, the years as well as the amount of people on the board, if that's okay with the board.
And even if we stayed at the 5, you'd think that 5 years would be much better because everybody would be on it longer.
Okay.
It wouldn't be such a turnover.
I also don't disagree with Tom in regards to the self-evaluation. If we're seeing that maybe we need to relook at that instrument, then maybe we should. I don't know if it's a priority or if it's not a priority. I think and I don't know if that would fall into the communication or not. Or a portion of it, I don't know. But
it became a goal last year because the board had never done it before.
Okay.
No board had ever done it before.
Okay. And so would more would be a goal towards reviewing and updating or revising?
I wasn't happy with the way it was used.
Okay.
I wasn't happy with the way that the answers came back. Not that whether I disagreed or agreed with them, that didn't matter. It was, people didn't understand them.
Gotcha. All right, so I think maybe, I get that. Then maybe taking a look at it, revising it, making sure that we're all on the same page as to what that means, how we're going to look at it, okay? Everyone comfortable with
that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we already do this every year anyway with the lawyer, number three.
Again, that's something new. That was something new last year.
Oh, that was new last year? Oh, I thought you had said you had done it the year before.
Okay. Anything else that you think that the board really needs to focus on? What about the evaluation tool for the superintendent? Was that developed by the board? Is that something that was used? Like, where did we get that from?
Developed by the board that hired Vince.
Okay. So I wouldn't mind taking a look at that, revising it, also including Vince on the discussion. I think it's only fair that he's a part of that piece if he would want to be. I wouldn't mind taking a look at it and seeing if there's anything that we want to change, update, or whatever. And I think that falls into the same kind of discussion, Tom, that you were talking about, not only developing the tool or revising it, but making sure that everyone understands it, mm-hmm. I think is going to be key. Anything else that people feel that we need to work on?
If anybody thinks of anything, we can always add it on.
Well, a question that I have... I'm sorry, Lillian.
Before we finalize it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to draft it up and make sure that people are comfortable with the draft. But before we end, I just have a quick question in regards to the self-evaluation instrument and the superintendent instrument. Should we put a date on that, a deadline on that, for us to have some kind of draft or some kind of, like, really kind of hold ourselves to the fire, so to speak, with a date?
I mean, actually completing it?
Yeah. The reason why I ask...
What do we do? We sent that out in the spring, both of them were done in the spring. June of every year. Number four states.
Right.
June of every year, and the superintendent by contract, and Vince allowed us to change that last year because we were so busy. Contract said May.
Okay.
And you said June or even July was fine because we got involved with so much in the budget.
I would like
permission to change it, but otherwise it should be done in May.
And I think that's nice of him. I would like to try to hold ourselves to May because I think it's only right. I think if I was being evaluated, I would want to know what. I would want to be clear. And I think that's only right, quite frankly.
So you want to leave his to May and then the board to June?
I just think it's the right thing to do. I would like to see it done before May. I think it's the right thing to do. I think that if the superintendent is being asked to do things and is going to be evaluated, I think the superintendent should really understand what the board's looking at.
Oh, you want us to draft something before May?
Yeah, I think it's only right.
I thought you meant to do it and do the evaluation.
The evaluation should be done, according to his contract, should be done in May.
Right.
Okay.
Not develop the instrument,
right,
but to actually do the evaluation.
So we should develop it?
We should move it back as far as we can.
Yeah.
That's realistic. That might be one of the first goals we want to work on, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. I just think it's the right thing to do.
Have you guys read it?
Hmm?
Do you know what the evaluation form looks like?
No.
Quite frankly, no. You took them all. I don't know if I have it.
Kate's got
it. I will email.
Thank you, Kate. Excellent.
I'll also email the board self-evaluation.
Thank you. I appreciate that. anything else, or do you think we have quite a bit?
I'm just wondering, in the board self-evaluation, did folks do their own self-evaluation? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I do.
Like, the board did a self-evaluation of the board? Did it?
Each member completed their form individually. We had a discussion, combined, discussed each answer, and then came up with a draft of combination of all the responses. Numerical, you'll see some of them involving numerical scale, and mm-hmm. there were a lot of comments which were summarized.
That was on the board valuation?
It's a combination of numerical plus written long comments.
Was that a tool? Like, did people do that at home and bring that? Or was that something else? That's how they did it.
They completed it on their own, submitted it to me. Theoretically, I didn't know who it was, but in reality, that's kind of silly. It's a small board, but mm-hmm. it didn't matter. Everybody claimed their, some people put their name on it anyway. And then I summarized the written comments, the long comments.
I think one of the things we ought to think about, and this really isn't the time or place to do it, but just as something to think about for our evaluation is, for the board's evaluation, is getting feedback from our community somehow as well. I don't know if that's even feasible or not, but just something to think about.
It seems to be a problem getting feedback from the community, like the kids.
We're also having trouble with, we have to have a certain percentage of our special ed parents return a survey, and we have not met that the last 2 years.
Wow.
And we give it out to them and ask them to complete it when they come in for their
annual
reviews, and they want the time to evaluate it, and we don't see it. Even after phone calls and letters, they don't return them.
Oh, I see.
I can relate to that.
I was going to say, ironically, when I was here as the director, that's what I had. But we actually did very well, but that's because I was a little overprotective. I set up a room for them to go into before they left.
We tried that. They weren't all
proper. So.
You do the stamped envelope and mail it, you know.
Nope, didn't let them go, because once they let them go, you know,
you're done.
You can't order more.
Right. So. Maybe if they get texted.
I guess I got fortunate that year, that's all.
Okay, I'm on overtime.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much. I feel like this is very productive. Mm-hmm. So I'll type this stuff up.
And then all this you're thinking of.
Send it back out.
30 to 8:30.
Because tomorrow 6 to 8. But is tonight 6:30 to 8:30? Is it, Gary? 6:30 to 8:30?
No. Tomorrow is
6 to 8.
6 to 8.
6 to 8, but this was 6:30 to 8:30.
You guys
correct.
Know,
6:30 to 8:30.
You guys know I work till 7, so you will not see me until the end of the meeting.
Yep. And I'm just letting everyone know at 8 o'clock, I'm out of here. I have to go. And
yeah, I know.
Get out somewhere.
Yeah, isn't that late?